Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, hello. I see Auntie Dot and Auntie Carrie. Good evening.
Good evening.
We also have Mother May and Brother Hubert and myself, Angela. Auntie Dot, you can go ahead and start with 2 Kings 1. Wait, Sister Shirley just joined. Hold on. Good evening, okay. Sister Shirley.
Good evening.
All right. Okay, Auntie Dot, you can go ahead and start it.
Okay.
And it was supposed to be 2 Kings 1, right?
Right.
Rebelled against Israel after the death of Ahab. And Ahaziah fell down through a lattice in his upper chamber. It was in Samaria, and was sick. And he sent messengers, and said unto them, Go, inquire of Beelzebub, the god of Ekron, whether I shall recover of this disease. But the angel of the Lord said to Elijah and Tishbite, Say unto them, Is it not because there is God in Israel, that ye go to inquire of Now therefore, thus saith the Lord, Thou shalt not come down from that bed which thou art gone up, but shalt surely die. And Elijah departed. When the messengers turned back unto him, he said unto them, Why are ye now turned back? And they said unto him, There came a man up to meet us, and said unto us, Go, turn again unto the king that sent you, and say unto him, Thus saith the Lord, Is it not because there is not a God in that thou sendest to inquire above? The God, therefore, thou shalt not come down from that bed on which thou art gone up, but shalt surely die. And he said unto them, What manner of man was he which came up to meet you, and told you these words? And they answered, He was an hairy man, and girt with a girdle of leather about his loins. And he said, It is Elijah the Tishbite. Then the king sent unto him a captain of 50 with his 50, and he went up unto him. Behold, he sat on top of an hill, and he spake unto him, Thou man of God, the king hath said, Come down. And Elijah answered and said to the captain of 50, If I be a man of God, then let fire come down from heaven, and consume thee and thy 50. And there came down fire from heaven and his 50. Again also he sent unto him another captain of 50 with his 50. And he answered and said unto him, O man of God, Thus hath the king said, Come down quickly. Elijah answered and said unto them, If I be a man of God, let fire come down from heaven, and consume thee and thy 50. And the fire of God came down from heaven, and consumed him and his 50. And he sent again the captain of the 3rd 50 with his 50. And the 3rd captain went up, and came and fell on his knees before Elijah, and besought him, and said unto him, O man of God, I pray thee, let my life, and the life of these 50 servants, be precious in sight. Behold, there came fire down from heaven, and burnt up the 2 captains of the former 50s with their 50s. Therefore, let my life now be precious in thy sight. And the angel of the Lord said unto Elijah, Go down with him, be not afraid of him. And he arose, and went down with him unto the king. And he said unto him, Thus saith the Lord, For as much as thou hast sent messengers to inquire of Beelzebub, the god of Ekron, is it not because there is no god in Israel to inquire of his word? Therefore thou shalt not come down off that bed on which thou art gone up, but shalt surely die. So he died, according to the word of the Lord which Elijah had spoken. And Jehoram reigned in his bed in the 2nd year of Jehoram, the son of Jehoshaphat, Judah, because he had no son. Now the rest of the acts of Ahaziah, which he did, are they not written in the book of Chronicles of the Kings of
Amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Thank you for sharing that reading for 2 Kings starting with verse 1. We did have Auntie Betty to join us. Good evening, Auntie Betty.
Good evening.
Good evening.
All righty, we're going to go ahead and get started. All right. Just want to welcome everyone to the Nellums Family and Friends Weekly Prayer Program. We are a family gathered together to give God honor and to praise his holy name. Amen.
Amen.
Okay. And today I have the opening prayer to be led by Auntie Carrie.
Okay. Unto thee, O God, we give thanks. Unto thee we do give thanks, for thy name is near, thy wondrous work declare. Lord, we come to you today thanking you for your mighty, mighty works. We thank you, Lord, for this day. We thank you, Lord, for our health. And our Father, which art in heaven, and hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come. That will be done in heaven as it is on earth. Lord, we just thank you for this day. We thank you for your word. And Lord, we just thank you for understanding. Lord, we just open our mind and our heart and our ears that we may hear a word from you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
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 Amen. Thank you for that beautiful opening prayer, Auntie Carrie. So let's go ahead and get started. Let's start off with Mother May. Thank you for being with us this evening. Oh, what is that? I forgot my song.
We ain't gonna have the song?
Yeah, I forgot it. Hold on. I mean, I picked it out. This is going to be BB and CC one, and it's late in the midnight hour. To the right one.
A huge testimony for the Jewish people, and it's very well known that
Amen, amen.
Amen, amen.
Amen.
I had to really listen to those words because, you know, it took a little while to realize that I was talking about Jesus. They played it so much in clothes. But yeah. It's a beautiful song. Alrighty. Let's go ahead and get started. Let's start out with Mom. Coming out of 2 Timothy 3, chapter 3, 1 through 5. A guideline for troubled times. Isn't it amazing that warning are healed only when it's about too late? Christians doze quietly in the false lap of church life and all of its beauty works until really intrude upon our comfort. But God has not failed to warn us that turbulent times will come. All which should mean for all. Turbulent time occurs whenever an individual, a family, a community, or a nation develop an agenda that is self-centered rather than governed by God's goals. People will be love of themselves, love of pleasure, rather than love of God. Sometimes terrible times come because others are over-concerned with their personal freedom or others' personal freedom to use, to hurt, to indulge, to gossip, not the sources of your present sorrow, or have your own choice brought on the terrible time. Have you become a lover of self? Have you rewarded yourself with self-indulgence because you have suffered maltreatment or deprivation? To this God, issue of an appropriate channel, having nothing to do with them. Why? Because partnership with the spirit of this age, self-love, is a dead-end journey. Our forebears endure loss, poverty, literacy, including an unmanageable personal suffering. Yet they make choices for the high good and the unseen community. They left a pattern for getting through terrible time, like the pattern that Paul described to Timothy. You, however, know all about my teaching, my way of life, my purpose, faith, patience, love, endure, precaution, suffering, kind of things happen to me. Yet the Lord rescued me from all of them. As for you, continue, the testimony of our ancestors is validated through our progress. Continue in the things that you have learned and have become convinced of. We have a guideline for troubled time. Troubled time will come. However, we are equipped when we stand on God's tried and tested word, his principle, his wisdom, and honesty and immunity, truth.
God is stronger than terrible times. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you, Mother, for that reading out of 2 Timothy 3, 1 through 5. And we did have Auntie Marie to join the line this evening. Good evening.
Good evening.
Good evening.
All righty. Next, I have Auntie Di. Any good news you'd like to share with us this evening? Auntie Di?
Okay, I had you on mute.
Psalm 148,
praise from the heavens. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord from the heavens. Praise him in the heights. Praise him, all the angels. Praise him, all his hosts. Praise him, sun and moon. Praise him, all the stars of light. Praise him, heaven of heaven, and ye waters that be above the heaven. Let them praise the name of the Lord, for he commanded and they were created. He had also established them forever and ever. He had made a decree which shall not pass. Praise the Lord from the earth, darkness and all deep. Fire and hail, storm, snow and violence, storm and wind and fulfilling his word. Mountain and all hills, fruit trees and all cedar, beasts and all cattle, creeping things and flying vowels. King of the earth and all people, prince, and all judges of the earth, both young men and maids, old men and children, let them praise the name of the Lord, for this is the name alone is excellent. His glory is above the earth and heaven. He also extols the horn of his people, the praise of all his saints, even of the children of Israel. A person near unto him, pray ye the Lord. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
I think that was Psalm 148.
Pray from the heaven.
Thank you.
Amen.
Amen. Next we have Brother Hubert. You have anything to say?
Yeah, I'll be coming from the book of Psalms, Psalm 1. Blessed is the man who does not walk in the counsel of the wicked, or stand in the way of sinners, or sit in the seat of mockers. But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and on his law he meditates day and night. He is like a tree planted by streams of water, who yields its fruits and seed, and who leaves does not wither. Not so, whatsoever he does, not so the wicked. They are like chaff that the wind blows away. Therefore the wicked will not stand in the judgment, nor sinners in the assembly of the righteous. For the Lord watches over the way of the righteous, but the way of the wicked will perish. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you for that reading, Hubert, out of Psalm 1. All righty. Next, I have Auntie Carrie. Any good news you have to share with us this evening?
Yes. I'm coming from Romans 15:13. I pray that God, the source of help, will fill you completely with joy and peace, because you trust in him. Then you will overflow with confidence, hope through the power of the Holy Spirit. Hold on a minute, I got to get a light. Have you ever poured soda too quickly? Though the cup wasn't even full, the foam kept expanding until it overflowed. It's just hard to judge the effect of combination. when you open your heart to Jesus and allow him to fill you with his spirit, you'll feel a similar effect. True love and lasting joy begin to percolate in your soul. Soon, you will feel beyond your capacity to keep it in. God made us to receive. He loved and poured out his love and poured out on the world, or the desperate world, thirsty for him. Jesus will fill me with joy and confidence to share with others. God's spirit inside fill you with hope and joy. Amen.
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 Thank you for that reading out of Romans 15, Auntie Carrie. Next, I think I'll go next. And what I'm going to be talking about is how does wisdom increase your patience with others? And I'm going to come out of four different verses. The first one is 1 Thessalonians 5:14. Warn those who are lazy. Encourage those who are timid. Take tender care of those who are weak. Be patient with everyone. And then Hebrews 6 says, be like those who through faith and patience will receive what God has promised. Ephesians 4:2 says, be completely humble and gentle. Be patient, bearing with one another in love. And Proverbs 14:29 says, anyone who is patient has great understanding, but anyone who gets angry quickly shows how foolish they are. So I have a little prayer to go along with that. Father, in 1 Corinthians 13, you first paint the picture of unconditional love with the brush stroke of the word patience. It baffles us how patient you have been with us. Despite our sin, your love for us, no matter, you loved us no matter what. How kind are you towards us? Use every moment of our displayed impatience as a way to expose our selfishness. Reshape us in holiness. The knowledge of your abounding mercy towards us spurs us on in offering this same grace to others. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Okay. Next I have Sister Shirley, and the good news you have to share with us this evening.
Yes. Give thanks to God, Psalms 105. Give thanks to the Lord. Call on his name. Make known among the nations what he has done. Sing to him. Sing praise to him. Tell of his wonderful acts. Glory in his holy name, that the hearts of those who seek the Lord rejoice. We should give thanks and praises unto the Lord for what he has done and is doing in our lives. In this psalm, David is telling the people of his day to give thanks and give praise to God for what he had done. They were in the wilderness, but God brought them through. They got hungry, and God gave them food to eat. They got thirsty, and God gave them water to drink. David was speaking to a rebellious people. But today, I am encouraging each of you to give thanks and praises to God for what he continues to do in our lives. If you were able to get out of bed this morning, if you had food on table today.
Amen.
If you know your name, that's more than enough to give God thanks for.
Amen.
God is my protection. God is my light in darkness. God is my joy in times of sorrow. God is my today and tomorrow. God is my all and all. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you for that reading, Sister Shirley, out of Psalm 105, Giving Thanks. Next I have Auntie Betty. Any good news you have to share with us?
Yes, I'm coming out the book of Revelation, chapter 7, verse 9 through 17. It said, praise from the great crowd. After this, I saw a vast crowd, too great to count, from every nation and tribe, and the people and language, standing in front of the throne before the Lamb. They were clothed in white robes and held palm branches in their hand, and they were shouting with great roar, salvation come from our God, who sit on the throne, and from the Lamb. And all the angels were standing around about the throne, around the elder, and the four living beings. And they fell before the throne with their face to the ground and worshiped God, saying, amen, blessed and glory and wisdom and thanksgiving and honor and power and strength belong to our God forever and ever. Then one of the 24 elders asked me, who are these who are clothed in white? Where did they come from? And I said to him, sir, you are the one who knows. Then he said to me, these are the ones who died in the great tribulation. They have washed their robe in the blood of the Lamb and made them white. That is why they are standing in front of God's throne and serving him day and night in the temple. And he who sits on the throne will give them shelter. They will never again be hungry or thirsty. They will never be scorched by the heat of the sun. For the Lamb on the throne will be their shepherd. He will lead them to springs of living, giving water, and God will wipe every tear from their eyes. Amen. Yeah. Amen.
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 Beautiful. Thank you for that reading out of Revelation 7, Auntie Beth. Next, we have Auntie Marie. Any good news you have to share this evening?
Oh, yes, John the 14th chapter. Do not let your heart be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. My Father has many rooms. If that were not so, I would have told you that I am going there to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come back. You to be with me, that you can be where I am. You know the way, place where I am going. Thomas said to him, Lord, we don't know where you are going, so how can we know the way? Jesus answered, I am the way and the truth and the life. No one cometh to the Father except through by me. If you me, you will know my Father as my own. You do know him and have seen him. Philip said, Lord, show us the Father, and that will be enough for us. Amen.
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 Thank you, Auntie Marie, for that reading of John 14. That concludes our first round. Make sure I didn't miss anybody. So now we will go on to our judging. And I will as always, do we have anyone we need to remove from the list?
Okay.
I didn't hear that person. But then we are going to add Uncle Willie Cody, AC, on the list.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. So I'm going to go ahead and pray for the shut-in. I got someone in the background. Let me try to mute that person. Okay. All righty, if you would bow your heads. Heavenly Father, we come to you tonight, giving you all the honor and all the praise, because we know that, Father God, nothing can happen without you in our lives, Father. And we thank you for what you're doing for us in our lives, Father God. We just lift up all of our family and friends in prayer for those that are sick. And I will read off their names so that you hear their names, Father God, and you cover them during this time. We have Loretta Simmons, Willie A.C. Cody, Brenda Simpson family, Freddie Williams, James Richardson, Commissioner Sylvia Ball, Tanja Richardson, Jackie Johnson, Joseph, Caroline, Marianne Lowe, Brian Thompson, and Afia. Angela's grandson, Tremar, Nasir, and Jameer. Jimmy Simmons and family, Auntie Betty and family, Sister Shirley, and Annette, daughter and family. The Lowe family and friends, which include Mary Lowe, Hubert Lowe, and Mary Ann Lowe. We have Sister Vicki Hoffman and Arifa Havel's mom. Father God, we just want you to continue to send your angels of protection around them, Father God, as they work through their ailments, Father God. And we know that you are in control. We know that nothing is impossible for you, Father God. So we just ask you to continue to work with them. Give them strength, Father God. Give them courage, Father God, to trust in you and believe in you, Father God, during this time of healing. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Alrighty, alrighty. It's that time of birthdays. Starting this November 6th through, I want to say, the 12th. And what I have is on the 6th, I have a Rosalind Jenkins. On the 10th, I have Mario I have Mario on the 10th. I have Rosalind Jacob on the 6th. Doesn't look like I have any more on my list. Is there anyone that I am excluding that we need to add? Okay, let me see who's up for doing the birthday greeting. Hubert, it looks like it's your turn.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen. All right. Well, let's go ahead and continue with our program. Let's do our second round to share a testimony, poem, or song, or praise report, or you can share more verses if you like. Let's start off with Auntie Carrie.
I pass.
Okay. Auntie Dot?
I pass.
Okay. Hubert?
I'm coming out of the red book. Heavenly Father, we come to you now in the name of our Lord and Savior, Christ Jesus. Holy Spirit, we pray that you will quicken us to hear our Heavenly Father's voice and lead us in prayer. Heavenly Father, bow and worship before you. We come to you in praise, with praise and with thanksgiving. We come to you in humility, in fear, and in trembling. We come to you in gratitude, in love, and through the precious blood of your Son, Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Heavenly Father, we ask you to give us and every person I pray for today traveling mercy and to deliver us safely to our destination. We ask you to deliver us safely to our destination. We ask you to loose your angels to go before us and protect us and to force all darkness and all destructive forces away from us. If your angels have to manifest themselves to protect us, please let them do so. Amen.
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 Thank you for the reading out of the Red Book, Hubert. Mother May.
Oh, I'm just going to read this one verse out of 1 Corinthians, the 13th. Trust God and victory will come. The Christian life must continue. Be a beacon light in a dark world of sin. Let us be challenged to brighten the corner where we live. Amen.
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 First Corinthians, Mom. All righty. Next we have Shirley. Okay. Auntie Betty.
I'm coming about the book of Psalm 100. The shout with joy to the Lord, all the earth. Worship the Lord with gladness. Come before him singing with joy. Acknowledge that the Lord is God. He made us, and we are his. We are his people, the sheep of his pasture. Get into his gate with thanksgiving. Go into his court with praise. Give thanks unto him and praise his name, for the Lord is good. His unfailing love continue forever, and his faithfulness continue to each generation. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Auntie Betty, for that reading out of Psalm 100. Next, we have Auntie Marie. Any additional news you would like to share with us this evening?
I'll be doing three verses out of St. Matthew, the 8th chapter. The disciples went and woke him up. Lord, save us. We are going to drown. He replied, you are a little faith. Why are you so afraid? Then he got up and rebuked the wind and the waves, and it was completely calm. The man was amazed and asked, what kind of man is this? Even the wind and the wave obeyed him. Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Thank you for that reading, to Auntie Marie. Oops. I just want to share a little something here. I guess it's kind of a little testimony or praise report, whichever one you want to call it. It's actually a letter I'm going to write to a friend that went through some of the same thing. Earlier this year, I had asked the Holy Spirit to let my light shine and set challenges that were I had to strength lives in Jesus, that I trust him and believe in him, and that he will make a way to make it known that my identity is him. He knows my heart, my intentions for what I say or do. Many times my intentions are misconstrued by others, which insults my integrity, hence reason for feelings of being hurt. I wanted to share with this young lady a message that I got from T.D. Jakes that helped me to remain positive in such a negative world. And so I wanted to hope that that will be helpful to her and encourage her when she deals with that daily. First point was God wants us to have feelings, but not be led by them. Feelings are to be protective, corrective, and show empathy towards others, making them feel loved, safe, and nurtured. There are times we can get hurt or disappointed in our feelings. Many times when we are hurting, no one knows it. We have to manage our feelings. We can't manage other people's feelings. So we should put a guardrail around us to control our reactions, because we understand the risk of making a comment or a decision that impacts our ultimate goals in life. However, we have a tendency to shut down for a while. Know that you have empathy for others. Some people do not possess this skill or do not demonstrate it when under stress. Having empathy, which merely means it's a statement, not heartfelt, or is selfish or self-serving, is not the same as empathy for others, because when you have empathy for others, you will sacrifice your life and go without to help others. People know how they talk to others. When offended, we need to get rid of the contamination. If it was done to you, most likely it is done to others. We should have courage to confront the offender without being confrontational. Bearing it will only delay the healing. Covering it up will never make it better. Don't let anyone take your voice by out-talking you. Just pray and forgive them. Remember, forgive them even if it means 70 times 70, as Jesus said. Know that God will protect us when someone hurts our feelings. God gets upset. He will watch out for you. Stop the enemy from destroying you. He'll heal you. He'll lift you up. He'll replenish your strength and spirit and encourage your heart. Amen.
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 Well, that concludes our program. So what we're going to do at this point is to assign part for next week. So we're on 2 Kings 2. Do I have a volunteer to read?
I'll do it.
I think Karen?
Yes.
Okay. How about the opening prayer? Any volunteers for the opening prayer?
Auntie Betty.
Thank you, Auntie Betty. How about the closing prayer? Any volunteer for the closing prayer? All righty. Well, I will take care of that. Okay. This evening we will have a closing prayer led by Mother May. And then we'll come to our last worship song, We Fall Down. So let's go ahead with the closing prayer.
Okay. I just want to say that we just pray and hope that she's become much better. And I will pray. Okay. Let's bow our head. Lord, help us to move ourselves out of the way so that we might love others. Help us to understand that our love for others grows out of our love for you. Help us, Lord, to keep on loving and sharing and caring so that others might be able to see you in us. In his name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Okay, our last worship, so thank you, Mother, for that closing prayer. And our last song for the evening, We Fall Down by Jenny McCorkin.
Thank you.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. All righty. All righty. Does anyone have anything else before we bring the call to close?
I would like to say that Annette, Shirley's daughter, is doing well. The surgery went well, and she's doing well. And we would like to thank you for your prayers.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
All righty. Well, we've came to the conclusion, so we just want to thank God for just being here with us, being in our presence.
Yes.
And we just want to thank him for all that he does in our lives, and just thank him for healing and Annette and getting her through her surgery successfully. And so, Father God, we just thank you for you are not done with us yet, and we know that, Father. We ask you to replenish us daily and continue to inspire and protect us as we leave this place and come again next week. In Jesus' name we pray, amen.
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 All right, everyone, have a blessed week, and we'll talk to you next time.
Amen. Good night.
Good night. Everyone, have a good week.
Good night.
Good night.
We love you.
I'll be kind. I'm going to be sure.